Poshmark. Oh my gosh, before you do anything else, go download the app right now. P-O-S-H-M-A-R-K. Poshmark. We've talked about Poshmark before. I know you guys love it. I know a lot of you shop each other's closets. It's like having a gazillion friends all over the country. But get the app. Go download the app right now, Poshmark, because it's spring. We're doing the spring cleaning. So what if I told you there's a place you can actually sell your things and buy new things? And signing up is free. So it's a free app where you can easily clean out your closet and sell items for cash. Look, I've done all forms of consignment kind of situations, and it's hard to get money for your clothes. And a lot of times when you go to certain sites, you don't get very much money. Not with Poshmark. You're going to get a great return. You're going to sell your items for cash. You can place the amount of money you want for your items. And you're absolutely going to love it. If you use my referral code, Heather Dubrow, you're going to get $5 off your first purchase. And now I know what you're thinking. Well, what can I buy? Oh my gosh, you can get Lululemon, Nike, Louis Vuitton for up to 70% off. Plus, there's tons of lightly used or even brand new items with tags on Poshmark. You have an event coming up. You have a vacation coming up. You want to kind of refresh your look but don't want to break the bank. Oh my gosh, go to Poshmark. Go download the app now. Shipping is so fast and the app is so easy to use. You're going to love it. Listeners of Heather Dubrow's World get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Heather Dubrow when you sign up. That's invite code Heather Dubrow. It's Heather Dubrow's World. And now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
You look good. How are you feeling?
I'm still sore. Okay. Incredibly sore. But I'm healthy. Baby's healthy. Honestly, that's all that matters. It puts everything into perspective.
Doesn't it, though?
It really does. So instead of focusing on how much of a cow I feel, I'm like, you know what? I'm incubating this little human being, and that's all I have to worry about. So... yeah, luckily there was no bigger damages than just, you know, getting a little bumper fixed on the car.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, thank you.
So
what have I missed?
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't even know. My brain is fried literally, but today was just one of those days. It was like one of those days that you just go from thing to thing to thing to thing, and I'm just glad I haven't missed anything yet.
Yes.
And I had a call cancel, which was even better because
right. It
allowed me to do something else on my list. But it was the first thing of the day was not forgetting to pick up the bagels from Rose's.
Okay.
Because Katarina had a breakfast at her advisory that I was responsible for the bagels.
Right. So you're like, don't forget the bagels.
Don't forget the bagels. And even though they're on my list, it's like, don't forget the bagels. And we had to leave the house early. So I had to get up a little earlier this morning. I had to get out.
Yeah.
I had to, you know, get them up and out. And so I got the four of them up and out and dressed. I got the two of them in the car. We were driving and I literally almost blew past Rose's Donuts.
Oh,
had
no.
Had to slam on my brake. Thank God no one was behind me because I would have been rear-ended right behind you. And then pulled over. It's pouring rain. Why do we still have rain?
I know.
It's crazy. So I take them in. They pick out, you know, Coco wanted a donut and one for her friend. And Kat, we got the bagels. And there was that drama. Oh, we don't have your order.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, we have your order. Oh, wait, it's right here on the counter. Yes, here it is. We get out of there. We get back in the car. We drive in the rain. We park at school. And then Coco said, do you have an umbrella? And I said, yeah, because I was going to walk them in carrying all the boxes.
And they know how you feel about wet shoes and pants.
Listen to me. I was looking very, very closely at puddles. Uh-huh. And even when I went in to get out of the car for Rose's Donuts, you know, like there's trees on the sidewalk and they plant things around the trees.
Yes.
And my legs were touching them and they were wet green things. And I had capri workout pants on.
So it was like rubbing up.
It was just wet, slimy things everywhere. It was not good. So we get to the school and Coco's like, do you have an umbrella? And I said, yes. She goes, can I go get it? I said, yes. So I parked. She jumps in the back. She gets out two umbrellas. She goes, Kat, do you want this? And it's like this little polka dot umbrella. Kat's like, no, I'm fine. She goes, okay. So she takes out my big Chanel umbrella.
Of course she does.
That's like plastic. It's like see-through white with like little Chanel symbols. Yeah. It's so cute. But it's a big one to walk in and out of a place.
Yeah.
So that's why I leave it in the
trunk.
Trunk. So pulls it out, get in there, and she wants to hold it. I'm like, dude, you're like 2 feet shorter than
right.
me. If you hold it, it's going to poke me in the eye. Just let me carry this. You carry this. You got this box. Through the rain, through the doors, into the classroom. She gets there, say goodbye to her. And then Coco is Katarina's little minion. And she always drops off her lunch at her locker for her.
That's so cute.
So we walked over there, did that. And then I was going to say goodbye to Coco. And she goes to grab the umbrella.
Like, I'm taking this for the rest of the day?
Yes.
You're like, not happening,
sister.
I go,
what? She goes, well, I need the umbrella. But you understand it's like a golf umbrella. It's a huge
right.
umbrella. And it did I mention it's Chanel? And I was like, yeah, no. And she was so mad.
You're like, I'll just bring you the polka dot one. Yeah.
That's what I said. I go, let me go get you the polka dot. No, no, no. Before I could even get the out for polka
She's
dot.
Like, don't, I don't want the polka dot one.
No, no, she was gone.
Oh,
and looking back at me with that stink eye. Oh, not good.
Oh,
so I left there and I'm kind of laughing and I kind of feel bad. And I had that moment, do I go get the polka dot one? Do I bring it in? And I thought, no, because she really doesn't care, right?
She'll lose it. It'll be in lost and found. And
it'll be ripped and broken and that'll be the end of the Chanel umbrella.
Yeah.
So then I went over to Terry's office, which is what I usually do after I drop them off. And pick up my mail there. And then he was between cases. So I got to hang out with him a little bit. And we're working on this pitch for this show. And so we got to work on that for 3 minutes. Back in the car, headed over to Orange Theory. Did Orange Theory. Went into the bathroom afterwards. Changed into my ballet clothes.
Oh, your ballet. I can't.
Which is so hard with the sweaty legs and the tights and the whole thing. And I zoomed over there, by the way, on calls the whole time. And I'm on this call and trying to look at my ways at the same time. And it's just not great. I'm telling you, everywhere I drove today, I got off the wrong
place.
But
you go to the same places every day. I'm surprised you still get lost. I really...
Sometimes if I'm thinking about something else, and this is why it's dangerous to be distracted while you're driving... if I'm thinking about something else, my car is like on autopilot and it only knows how to drive to the schools and home.
Right.
And the gym, maybe. So the ballet class, I've only been to once. Have we even talked about ballet?
I don't know. Did you talk to Lindsay about
no.
it?
No.
Oh.
Haven't talked to anyone about ballet. Oh. We need to talk about ballet. But I had my ballet class and then to the eye doctor.
Right. And then home.
And then home. But on all these crazy calls. Yeah. It was
it's
insane.
A lot.
All right. So this is what happened with ballet. Because we had a
oh my God.
Had a production meeting, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Before the first episode of work for YouTube.
Yep.
And I was late and I didn't have time to like grab anything or change clothes and I didn't have extra pants.
And this little ballerina tutu walks in. Like, what are you doing?
I was not wearing a tutu.
You practically could have been.
I could have been. I was wearing a leotard and tights and I took... Coco had an extra sweatshirt in the back seat, so I wrapped it around my waist.
So funny.
So I wasn't just wearing like tights.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one thing missing from my life is flexibility.
Yes.
I wanted to be able to do a split by 50. That was a fail.
Okay.
That did
maybe
not
51.
Work out. That's what Coco said, maybe 51. But I'm not doing great with the stretching. I keep trying to do yoga.
So what do you do in this class?
Ballet. It's a real ballet class.
What?
And that's why I wanted to do it because I felt like, okay, what advice would I give to someone who said, like Brittany Furlan, you'll see, she's so funny and she was so good on Work, which you guys will see starting in July. But she was talking about how she doesn't really work out that much because she hates it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her, you just haven't found your thing yet, because I used to be like that too. And I was thinking, okay, well, if someone said to me, I really want to be flexible and I hate yoga,
mm-hmm.
I would say, why don't you dance?
Right.
And I haven't taken a ballet class since college.
Is it like a bar class?
It's a normal ballet class.
You've never taken ballet? No.
Even as a child?
No.
Really?
Have you seen what I look like?
I don't know.
No.
You can be a beautiful little ballerina.
I can barely touch my toes.
Me too. It's
not
so
happening.
Bad. Okay, so it's a very typical ballet class where you start at the bar and they play music and you do things like pliés, demi-pliés, grand pliés. Tendus, you know, all kinds, and then stretching your leg on the bar, different kind of bar combinations, and you do them on both. So she explains what the combinations are,
mm-hmm.
and then you do them on one side, and then you turn and you do them on the other.
Yeah.
So there's probably half the class, maybe more, 30 to 40 minutes
35 just minutes. You? Private class?
No, no, no. It's a class class.
Oh, it's a class class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're with other people.
Oh, yeah. There's Kiki and there's Vivian and there's Julia that and there's Celeste.
Are these all older women, younger women? What?
All different.
Really?
Different ages.
Have you spoken to them? Why are they doing this?
Well, I know their names.
Right. So why are they doing this?
Oh, I don't know. It was only my second class. I just got names. Aren't you impressed by that?
That is so interesting.
Yes. And so, and different, so different ages, different races.
Yeah.
Different, I don't, I have physical.
Like body types?
Different body types. Yeah.
Really?
Really cool.
That is so random.
So you do like 30, 35 minutes at the bar. And then, and I'm telling you, by the end of the first class,
yeah,
I was touching my toes again.
Because I guess that what I'm curious about is you can go to bar classes, which is pretty much identical to what a ballet class would be.
It's nothing like a ballet class.
But you're at the bar and you're that's doing the pliés only... and you're doing the this and you're, no?
The thing about bar classes, which I think are great.
Yeah.
I used to go to, what's the one on 17th? The Bar Method?
Uh-huh.
Is that what, or bar class? Bar,
yeah, something like that.
The Pure Bar.
Pure Bar. Yep.
Pure Bar. Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Yeah, Pure Bar. That was good. But that's more of a toning, sculpting thing. So even though you're in plié, it's a lot of small movements and everything's very tight. It's not about lengthening. And what I need, that's great if you want to tone everything.
Right.
It's a good, very good class. But this is about lengthening, standing taller, straighter, and lengthening your limbs and your ligaments, because that's what my problem is.
Right.
I'm strong, I'm fit, I'm healthy, I'm not trying to, you know, lose weight, I'm not trying to,
yeah,
you know, be a bikini model, but it is very clear that the key to longevity is flexibility. And so if you want to live a long time, you have got to be flexible in your joints, which is why, you know, I love our Kalahala drink, mm-hmm, because not just for cellulite. Oh, and everyone keeps asking me, it's called Kalahala, Kollaholla. I've gotten like literally
me too
hundreds of messages. But listen to me, this is very important. Don't buy it until Friday. Oh, today's Friday. Today's. You can buy it right now. When this airs today,
yes,
Terry and I are going to be in Minnesota and there's going to be a smoking deal on it.
So all weekend?
All weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, buy your Kollaholla. I don't think it's on subscription, so you can stock up, and I drink it twice a day. I am obsessed. I have these before and after pictures of me in the Dominican and then me from Florida trip, mm-hmm, and I want you to see the difference in my cellulite.
Mm.
Do you want to see the picture?
Yes.
I'll show it to you. But for some reason, I don't know if I can show it on Eva. You know, it's really weird what you're allowed to show, what's legal. And
well, because they just need to make sure that it's actually that versus you just doing 10,000 squats a day.
Right. Here, look at this. Look at my left leg.
Oh, wow. Could it be lighting or that's just your
leg? It's not lighting. What's funny is that in the first picture, which you guys will see, I'm actually a little heavier than in the second picture. And usually when you're heavier, your cellulite looks better because it kind of plumps out a little bit. But when we took that picture in the Dominican, I'm going to post this. When I took this picture in the Dominican, Lindsay was so sweet. She's like, it's a reflection off the water. I go, no,
you're like, it's
not.
Just
that's actually my leg. And if you look at it in the second, you can see it's still there. But look how much better
it is. So much better. That's impressive. That's crazy.
I need to take pictures of my butt. But
ugh, I'm scared to do that.
Yeah, me too. That's why I really haven't done it. But anyway, so you finish at the bar,
mm-hmm,
and you put your leg on the bar and stretched and all this stuff. And then you go to the floor.
Okay.
And you go into the center and you do combinations there. And then you do things across the floor, like turns and leaps.
By yourself?
You go usually like, two at a time.
Oh my God. I'm dying.
But I'll tell you, like, so I don't remember how to, you're embarrassed for me?
No, for myself, thinking myself, like, I just can't.
I don't know how to spot anymore, and I am just dizzy. I'm like a mess, and these girls are just spinning, some of them spinning. I'm like,
okay.
You might need a pause in between. I might need to slow my roll down.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you find yourself sore afterwards?
I did not find myself sore, but what I did feel was I thought my energy was much lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I'm very stressed right now because I'm
so helped with anxiety.
I have a ticking countdown to getting the kids ready for camp, me leaving for Europe, planning all of that, planning all the new school stuff,
right?
Figuring, finishing
content for the YouTube show we're doing. I mean, it's just so much going on at the same time. But when I left dance class last week and this week, I felt better.
Good.
And I felt taller and lighter.
Good.
And that's my goal.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'd love to go more than once a week, but I can't.
There's just no time.
Well, they don't have enough classes. Mm. And there's not, but I thought maybe when I get back from Europe, I'll see.
I don't want a private lesson.
No?
No. You'd like to be in a class and.
I don't want to be looked at that closely.
Like you want the eyeballs to be on other people. That way it's not just you.
You know what I like about it? One of the things I love about Orange Theory is that I feel like you're working out alone in a group. Mm-hmm. So you're only worried about what you're doing and what you're you could be in your own head, but there's an energy around you. And what I like about ballet is, did you ever see a Chorus Line?
No.
There's a song in a Chorus Line called Everyone is Beautiful at the Ballet. So Chorus Line is, they took a bunch of people that were in the chorus of a show and they got their personal stories and mm-hmm. they put it together with music. And this girl's story was she was pretty at the ballet because everyone's beautiful at the ballet. Mm. And so there's something about the music and the way you stand and the way you move your arm. And if you don't
so feminine.
Really, it's very feminine. And if you don't really inspect yourself too closely in the mirror, you're beautiful. At the ballet,
so you don't want to be the only person at the ballet.
I want to be in the troupe,
right?
I want to be in the chorus.
That's hilarious.
But I will tell you that last week, my first week, I felt clunky. I felt like I'd been dancing for a year already.
Oh, that's good.
I loved it.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you.
Another update. People's OC fixed my delivery.
Good.
And sent me the CBD cookies.
Good.
So thank you. To my fabulous people there. Oh, Mrs. Lee. So Mrs. Lee has been texting me.
Okay.
She texted me on Mother's Day, which was super sweet.
It is very sweet.
And I texted her back a thank you. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, you know, she mothers people. Mm-hmm. Not just her own kids, but I feel like her clients, she mothers. Meanwhile, one of my friends went in to see her the other day, and she was there for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, to charge her $20.
That's me. I go in for 10 minutes. I'm in and out.
She's like, no, I got nothing. I'm like, what? Am I the sucker or do I just need so much more? And then someone sent me on Instagram this story about this con artist who were balancing people's chakra to the tune of $1.5 million.
Wow. But I feel like Mrs. Lee is so much more than that.
She is.
Yeah.
She's a confidant. She's an esteem builder.
Yeah, she really is. So...
I just thought it was funny. I was like,
that's scary.
Oh my God. I have to tell you guys something so funny. So, you know, my 20 year wedding anniversary is coming up. Can't go to the Beverly Hills Hotel because of the whole stoning thing. Not good. Not doing that. But made these plans. And I wanted to have my wedding video because I thought maybe I could post a little bit of it so that you guys could see us on our wedding day.
Which I watched it, by the way.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I kind of had to skip through it, but that was so sweet. Oh, you were a Skeletor.
I know. Did you see my toast to him?
No, I didn't see that part.
You have to watch the toast. That's one of the best moments.
That was on the other disc. I only got through disc one. I was fast forwarding. I had to fast forward. But your song to him.
Did you like it?
Teared up.
Really?
Oh my God. Yes. It was so sweet.
How did it sound? How was the quality of the sound?
A little janky. I mean, it's a little older.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping we can get better quality. Yeah.
So no one
knew
I was going to sing.
But the whole wedding
was
beautiful. Wasn't it the cocktail party. Oh, my God.
So gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
I have to say, like, the
And your first dance was so cute. I loved it. The way Terry's looking at you. Oh, he loves you so much.
I know. You have to see the toast. Because the toast is hilarious.
The one about you pull out the
magazine and the whole thing. Anyway, so I said to Natalie, I'm like, because we had a moment where we had transferred a bunch of DVDs to digital. And I said, did we ever do that with my wedding video? And she's like, no. She's like, we never did that. And she says to me, I go, all right, I'm going to go find it. She's like, well, is it on VHS? And I'm like, no, bitch, it's not. It's on a DVD. Hello. Because I remembered the discs, right?
Yeah.
So I go down to the basement and I find the bin and I open up the bin and I found the DVD was sitting on top.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking.
I mean, it is 20 years. I was thinking like, okay, VH. I mean, I thought.
Yeah, VHS, right?
I don't know.
But what was funny was the DVD was on top and I thought, ha, Missy. Yeah. And then I went to the bottom of the bin and there's the VHS.
So you probably did that transfer like 10 years ago.
Right. No, no. I think that I remember them.
They gave you both? That's weird.
No, I must have done. No, I weirdly remember them giving both.
They probably did because they have your pictures on the DVDs, it says.
I feel like it's possible that the VHS tape is the raw footage and that they edited it and put it on the DVD.
That's probably exactly what happened.
That's what I think happened because now that I'm even saying it out loud, it may have said that on the VHS.
Yeah.
So let's hope.
So funny.
And I'm like, no, Missy, it's not a reel-to-reel either.
Oh, really?
8.
I go, remind me, which video? And she's like, the one where I'm in a white dress. I'm like, okay, okay. We get it.
That was so funny.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
You have to post it. It's so cool.
I thought it would be fun for me and Terry, because Lindsay, I forgot to even talk to her about her anniversary. We have to have her back on next week. Lindsay... For her 10-year anniversary, they went back to Las Ventanas in Cabo where they got married. And they do a cool thing there. I've never done this before, but they set up sofas and a video screen and the whole thing. So they had dinner on the beach. And then, of course, this video, 1999, had this perfect video of their wedding and the whole thing.
Oh, they played the wedding?
Yeah.
The wedding video? Oh, that's so sweet.
I don't think the whole thing.
Wasn't it just them two?
Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Was that last minute? Or they planned it like that.
I think they had planned it like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I loved that for them. That was amazing. I guess it got me thinking, oh, should I have Terry and I watch it? But you know what's so funny? I started watching it. Did you see his corny acting thing he did at the beginning?
Mm-mm.
Where the videographer walks into where he's getting ready and he's pretending to open a bottle of Tylenol. He's like, I can't get it open.
You know
I
what?
Need something.
I think I
Do
might
you have Vicodin.
Oh, he said that.
I'm like, okay.
I think I started playing it maybe where someone left off because it was already you guys at the ceremony. You hadn't even walked down the aisle.
Oh, so at the beginning, it's us as kids growing up.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really cute. Yeah, I was watching it, but I realized I couldn't watch it.
The whole, yeah.
It was like, I want to see like snippets of it.
Yeah, you can just fast forward to chapters. But it's very cute.
It was really cute. Yeah. So I thought that would be fun to put together.
Have the kids seen it?
No.
That would be cute to watch with the kids, too. I'm sure they'd get a kick out of it.
I'd love to put together just like a 6-minute little video. But I got to do this soon. I mean, I just need some kind of high res so I can post it.
Yeah.
So that's like the most important thing. But I just thought it was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
And then... The rain thing. So I have this jacket that I love. And it's this Hunter green. It's like this army green jacket. It's from Sandro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got rose gold accents on it. So the buttons and everything are rose gold.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. So I'm wearing that today. And because whatever. And I had it cleaned. And you know how when something has a little bit of a sheen to it and you have it cleaned, sometimes they kill it?
Uh-huh.
So they killed the sheen.
It's almost dull now.
It's almost dull, which irritated me. And I thought, okay, well, nothing to be done about it. Relax. But the collar was all puffy. And the collar has like a zipper around it. And I thought, oh my gosh, there must be a hood in there, which I never noticed before.
Yeah.
So I unzipped it and there's a hood in there. And it's all bulky and weird. So I cut it out and I zipped the thing so it laid better. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then of course I get in the car and I drive out and it's raining.
You're like, no.
There goes my hood. Bye-bye. Hood.
That's so funny.
Is that crazy?
That is. Can we talk about how someone asked me to buy my best breast milk?
Did someone also ask to buy your placenta?
Oh, sorry. Not the breast milk. The placenta.
Yeah.
What am I? Yes.
Your not placenta,
the
right?
The placenta, not the breast milk. I'm losing it.
By the way, both placenta. Are horrifying. So, although not the breast, milk.
Okay. How do you? Really? Although I heard it helps with like eczema and all those other things. So I may have to give that to you for your hand.
Oh, Jesus.
But yes, the placenta.
No, I think with the breast milk, I mean, obviously there are people out there that can't breastfeed that really want to give their kids some kind of breast milk. And I know that there are services and places where you can donate breast milk.
Yes, I have heard that too.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do I feel about that? I'm not really sure. But the placenta thing is weird.
You think the placenta thing is weird?
I'm not judging anyone that wants to eat their placenta, bury their placenta, rub it all over their face. Whatever they want to do with it is fine. But I think you giving your placenta to a random person.
It's not a random person. She's a friend. But she was like, I will buy it from you. She wants to make capsules. She said it's the best anti-aging thing out there.
Yeah. You know what? I just don't see her swallowing pieces of your DNA. And your blood. And No,
you're not about it. I definitely want to take it. I definitely want to eat it or drink it or whatever or swallow whatever.
We need an expert on to really talk about what
the
benefits are. I really would like to know.
I mean, I
want
so
a scientific, concrete, evidential moment.
Okay, we'll have another conversation about it. I'll do more research, but I have heard a lot of good things about it.
You eat that thing. I don't even care if you want to eat that. That's fine. Eat it, bury it, wear
Riley
it on
said
your
he's
face.
Not going near it. I'm like, come on, just make me a smoothie with it. And he's like, are you out of your mind?
Ugh, it makes me want to.
I think it's hilarious.
You know what else I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about what you told me someone messaged you. So remember when my mom was on last week and we were talking about Natalie's bastard child?
Yes.
And I hope no one's offended that I keep saying that because you know we're joking.
I know.
Obviously. We don't feel that way at all. And it's funny because when we started talking to other people, they would say, oh, my son was in our wedding photos.
Yeah.
Or, it's just so common.
It is.
But someone, tell everyone what someone.
Yeah. So it was right after the show and I got a lot of interesting comments, but this one stood out because she said that her friend had just, it was in a similar situation as me where they were engaged and she gave birth and she was in a coma for 2 days. And that because they weren't technically married, the husband had no rights to her or the child and they had to ask permission of her family to figure out what they were going to do with her and all of that. But he didn't even get to see the child. He didn't get to see her, nothing. He had zero rights. So
I guess the family didn't like him either.
But I don't even think it's that. I think just legally, I think it was like the mom or something that they asked. You know, what to do with her if something were to happen.
So you were posing the question, do I need to get married? So I spoke to a couple of doctors and I was asking about advanced directives. And they said, as long as you're advanced, if you have an advanced directive, which means what happens in case something happens to me and it's notarized, you're fine.
Okay, good. So I don't have to technically get married just for that.
No, you don't have to. I think you should get married when you want to. If you want to do it tomorrow, do it tomorrow. If you want to wait a year, wait a year.
But there is a way to get, around that.
100%.
But you wouldn't think about those things.
Such a good point.
It was
such
a good thing. I was like, oh my God, I didn't think about that. So definitely doing something like that.
But for the two of you anyway, I mean, I think it's important. I wonder when people start to write wills. I think a lot of people start looking into that when they are pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We did not. We were terrible. And we literally, this is so bad to admit, but it's true. We only got our trust. We had a trust kind of before we had kids, but more for our houses and stuff. We finally got our trust together. I think it's now been 2 years. Finally.
What do you think, like, what took you guys so long, do you think?
We were going to the Maldives. And I said, I cannot.
It hit you.
Well, I said, we're leaving for a very, you know, for longer we've ever left before.
Yeah.
And honestly, anything could happen to you walking down the street. So it's ridiculous it took this trip. But it really made me think. And I said, I just want to know that they're handled. Everyone knows who's taking care of whom and what the story is and what to do.
Right. I mean, I guess for me, I feel like I don't really have anything. What do I really need a will?
It's not really stuff. It's like,
what happens
to the, who gets the child and who's raising the child and that kind of thing.
Right. Oh, it's so much to think about.
It's a lot to think about, but it's changeable. You have to know you're not making a decision forever because what I learned going through the trust process, and they're really hard conversations to have.
Right.
Number one, you don't need to tell everyone the decisions you've made.
Yeah.
Unless you need to ask someone, hey, if something happens to me, on you? Or is this something you'd want to do? That makes sense. But if, like, let's say you have two sisters, right?
Yeah.
You know they'd both do it.
Exactly.
So you don't have to tell them which one you chose. Mm-hmm. That can just stay under the wraps, okay?
Right.
Don't need to get into that kind of argument.
But that's kind of like when you have godparents, though. It's sort of the same thing, except not in a will.
But it's not legal. So if you say Jackie's her godmother, so therefore she will raise her, that's not legal.
It doesn't actually have any
Jessica
sort of
substance. Come in and be like, that's nice, but I'm the right one to raise her because, and then they'll be in court.
Oh, interesting.
But if you have this written
legal
down,
document
saying these are our wishes, then that's what happens.
Very interesting.
I mean, I'm sure things can still be contested, but
right.
But basically that's what happens.
Oh gosh. It's so much.
But it's also good. And then
it
you
is.
Know, it's fun stuff. I'm getting excited for the shower.
I know. It's coming up.
By the way, this rain better stop, and it better stop now.
I know.
Because now that I don't have a hood in my jacket, it's a problem.
Oh yeah, yay.
What are you doing this weekend?
I have no idea. Riley finally has Saturday, Sunday off. So that'll be good. And
so
I'm
what's
getting
on the list?
I think I'm getting Amanda, the organizer, to come to the house.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Organized by Amanda.
Yes.
She's been working with us for like 12 years.
Oh,
longer.
She's so good. Yeah. Since what house?
I don't even remember.
You've had her for a while.
A long time.
Yeah. So I think she's going to come help me. She was like, please let me help you. And I think she has a girl that does nurseries. So I think between them two, they can help me just figure out what I'm doing with this place.
I love it. But you should have them come now.
That's what she's doing. And then she's going to come after
the shower.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
So she's going to assess it. And then I think she wants to come back after the shower once the nursery's in. That way everything has a place and she can, you know, figure that out. But
that's a good plan. So what are you going to do this weekend?
I don't know.
Like, that really didn't answer the question
at all.
But here you have two
You know what it is? I'm
guy.
Purging this week, and that's what it was. I have to purge. I have to just, like, get rid of things. His closet, my closet.
Are you going to use Poshmark? What are you going to do with your stuff?
Maybe, if it's even worth it. Honestly, I don't even have things that are worth it. I have to just get rid of all my crap. And so does he.
It's a good time to do
it. He has so much stuff.
So right before I gave birth to the twins, I purged everything, organized everything, updated all my scrapbooks. I mean, I was on point. And I started going down a rabbit hole the other day. I got to pull up pictures at my baby shower with the twins.
Uh-huh.
You have to see it. Have you ever seen pictures from it?
I think I have.
It's so cute.
Yes.
But I'm so huge. And you need to see that. I started going down a little rabbit hole. But I was so up to date. And then I gave birth to the twins. Over.
And you were like, okay, that's done.
Never happened again.
And you didn't get that with Katarina.
No, because then I had two other kids.
Right.
It was just too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, and then I've let the whole scrapbook thing go.
it's a lot. I think I'm a little overwhelmed. But now that we're not moving, I feel better about it.
Good. It's good when you check boxes and you make decisions. But all I care about is that you release yourself and relax at the shower.
I totally will.
Me this weekend, I will be in not sunny Minnesota.
I know.
Bringing back all the favorites. I mean, honestly, the thing that we cannot keep in stock, which thankfully we had them make extra because we saw how much it was screaming, is the Kalahala and the beets.
Good.
Can't keep them in stock.
That's so good.
But I keep telling everyone, don't buy them till today.
Yeah.
Because now you can get them on sale.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Such a game changer. And then we have a good deal on the whole champagne line. We put it all together, the body and all the face champagne stuff.
Oh, good.
I know, with a tote bag.
What?
Who doesn't love a vegan leather tote bag?
Oh, my goodness.
Who doesn't love a tote bag?
I know.
And I'm getting excited for the new diet products coming out next month.
Yes, and we're getting so many emails.
Oh, yeah, we should say
that. To our guinea pigs.
Oh, by the way, last call on Advice for Natalie. Go to advicefornatalie@gmail.com. And if you want to be a guinea pig and be on the DeBro Keto Fusion Diet, which I'm so excited about.
I know.
You go to DeBroKetoFusionDiet@gmail.com.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're getting so many emails. It's awesome.
Awesome. Don't forget to put your name, your pictures, where you're from.
As much information about you as possible.
Yeah. Yes. Tell us your personal story because we may end up filming with you guys like Tammy and Greg.
So exciting.
This is going to be a very, very cool experience.
Yes.
I've been looking for ways to get more vegetables into my diet. I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them taste not great. And that's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They have created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in some almond milk. And then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole fruit and veggie blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. All right. So you know what's also very exciting? Alex Williamson is on the show today.
I know.
So Alex Williamson is beyond cool. She is the chief brand officer of Bumble, and I absolutely adore her, and I'm excited to meet her.
So smart.
And hang out with her and hear, because what you're going to learn now that you're having a baby is that you have to meet new people.
Yeah.
You're lucky because you have a friend who's having a baby about the same time, which is awesome.
Yes. I have a few people that I can actually but none that are local to me. So I don't really have people that I can say, hey, do you want to go to the park? Or hey, do you want to do this or get a class or anything like that? So
Bumble has this new thing called Bumble BFF. I don't know how new it is, but I think I love the idea of it. So whether you're a new mom or you move to a new city or you're, you know, just need a friend who likes to, you know, play ping pong or whatever it is.
Yeah, similar
interests. It's like-minded people. So instead of, because, you know, sometimes it's hard when you go to a class, either with a kid or you go to your ballet class, and, you know, you have no idea. You introduce, they might be busy, they have enough friends, they're not interested. So it's nice to be able to go to a space where you know everyone's looking
for
to have
same
a friend.
Thing. Exactly.
It's cool.
It's very cool.
And they have other cool features too. So stay tuned. I can't wait to hear all about this. Alex Williamson from Bumble coming up next. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
If you like my show, you're going to love Shenanigans with Shayna Shea on Podcast One. Join everyone's favorite from Vanderpump Rules star as she shares juicy stories from behind the bar with amazing guests from Vanderpump and brings the bar to you. Check out Shenanigans with Shayna Shea every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Please welcome Alex Williamson from Bumble. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
I was so hoping you were going to be able to join us at South By, because I know you live in Austin.
Yes.
But I'm so happy that you could make it here.
Oh, I'm so happy that we're having this opportunity to get to chat.
Yeah, me too.
I was really looking forward to it. So getting to do it here is amazing.
Awesome.
Yes.
So tell me how you got involved with Bumble. Well, let's just talk about Bumble in general, just for a second. For people that don't know, because some of us old married people who never got to experience, which, it, by the way, it's, I find it so frightening, but I love what Bumble is doing. But this whole dating scene and what, so what is Bumble?
So Bumble is a platform, well, now we're a social network, so people who are married in relationships can actually use Bumble to find friends and business networking. But when you are using Bumble with the dating side as well, which is Bumble Date, it is a platform where once you match, the woman makes the first move. So we were trying to, we've been trying to shake up the gender dynamics that exist in heteronormative relationships and where women feel like they have to give the power over to men, and giving women a space to go after what they want in their lives without any shame, and feeling fully confident in that.
Isn't that amazing though? Because I remember, like, my first recollection of dating, if we can call it that, in the sixth grade, we had this
sixth grade?
Yes.
We're going that far back?
This how far? No, because this is where you form these opinions, though. Yeah. We had this dance company, and some people have cotillion. We didn't have cotillion. We had this dance company, and the girls had to wear, like, little white gloves, and the boys would be on the other side of the room. I'm just moving this so it's not ugly in the show. The boys would be on the other side of the room, and they would have to run over and ask the girls. So all the girls are sitting there with their white gloves and their dresses, sitting in a line in the chairs.
Waiting. That's actually very traumatic. And was it picked through like kickball?
Yes. It was beyond traumatic because some of the boys would make the beeline for the certain girls, and then the other girls were sitting there. And the only rule, though, was the girls couldn't say no.
I feel like this is just very wrong messaging.
It's just
all across the board here.
It's wrong on so many levels.
Yes.
And then my next thing was a Sadie Hawkins dance. Every once in a while, there'd be a Sadie Hawkins dance, which is when the girls were allowed to ask the boys, which was like, like so not usual. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what Bumble is.
It's
Sadie
it
Hawkins.
Actually, when we first launched, that's what we called it, the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh, you did? Apps.
Yes. So that's exactly what we've been trying to do. And what we found was that online, historically, women were being harassed and mistreated and abused on other apps. And so we wanted to create a space where women had the control. And by putting women in control, it lessened the perception of rejection that men were feeling that was causing this aggressive behavior. And we've been able to lower harassment rates and abuse rates on Bumble.
Which is amazing. And I love your whole message. And I do want to get into the Bumble BFF. Because
yes.
I do think the whole friend thing is crazy,
it's
especially
so
after college.
It's so hard to meet friends.
It's hard to meet friends. It's hard to meet business people. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing. But this is what I think about when I think about just the dating part of this. Because obviously I was dating before social media. Mm-hmm. So I didn't experience all this. I'm not terribly sorry I didn't have to experience all this. But what makes me worried, and I'm curious how Bumble's dealing with this or how you feel about this personally and trying to change this culture, is that I feel like we're missing the person-to-person interaction or the meeting the person that you wouldn't have regularly have dated. Because, okay, so you're on a line at the bank or Trader Joe's. Or, because I hate to say a bar, but you know, you're somewhere
right.
And you start, or maybe a bar, mm-hmm. and you start talking to someone who maybe is not necessarily your type, who if I saw a picture of or whatever, because if I had seen a picture of my husband, I would have swiped or whatever
right.
you do. I would have moved past because he's not my type. And when you start talking to someone, you learn their personality and then they start becoming attractive
totally.
To you. So how does Bumble and just like social media dating in general, have we lost that?
I actually don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's quite the opposite. I think that we are giving people access to meet people that they would never have the chance to meet otherwise. And if you Bumble with an open mind and you keep your options open, meaning you don't go in with a checklist of like, this is what I need or this is the type of looks that I want or whatever it is, because rarely is the person who looks like what you're looking for the match mm-hmm. for you. You know,
right.
there's so many more factors that go into finding somebody who ends up being the person that you want to share your life with. And so I think that if you keep your options open and Bumble with an open mind, you have the opportunity to meet all those people, because I would argue that if you're standing in line at Trader Joe's and you see somebody who you like, nobody's really striking up conversations in public anymore. Everybody's on their mm-hmm. phones anyway. So those opportunities are becoming less and less available for all of us. So Bumble is essentially the chance to have those kismet opportunities, fate, that opportunity to have a random meet cute in the grocery store or, you know, it just isn't in an airport isn't happening as often as it used to because everybody's too preoccupied checking their emails or checking social
Such
media.
A good point.
And so it really is giving you that opportunity. I like to think of it as like walking down the street in a busy city and being able to look through people as you're walking. And that's really what the whole process of swiping on the apps is.
So
and there's bios and all sorts of things that help create personality and dynamics.
But you're not vetting people per se. Like if you went to a matchmaker, they would, or if you went to apply for a job, they would vet you, right? They would look at your resume, they would call your former employers. How are people vetted? So if I'm going to find someone, how do I know they're not like a crazy, I mean, we don't know if someone's not a crazy person, but I mean, how do you know?
I think in general in life, how do we ever know? But what we do with Bumble, we have certain tools that we've put in place for safety. So we have photo verification, which allows you to know that the person actually, it's our answer to catfishing. So if somebody has a blue check mark, it means they are who they claim to be.
Good point, because you could put up someone else's photo and say it's you.
Yes.
Okay.
And that on Bumble is not something that we block anybody who is ever, you know, accused of that, or, you know, make sure that people are vetted in that way. But we have block and report features as well. If somebody is inappropriate or treats you with any sort of harassing way online, we actually encourage our users, which interestingly enough, our platform really polices itself, because people know that we have a strong set of values that we expect our community to live up to. And so we take action to keep people off our platform. It is way better for us. Like the users having a good experience is way more important than our bottom line. So we make sure that our platform is safe in that way. But I also think there are so many tips and tricks to just staying safe when you're meeting new people. And I think that goes for meeting somebody online or meeting somebody in real life. I mean, you should be taking extra steps to let a friend know where you are. Or you should be, I always recommend a FaceTime date before you actually meet in person.
So that's
you actually see the person on the other end of the screen. And, you know, we also have other features. Like we've banned hate speech on our platform. And that includes misogynist phrases as well. So we just want to make sure that we are creating a platform that it started as something that we just wanted to have a place where our girlfriends would want to date.
I mean, I think it's incredible. And I agree with you about a FaceTime date. I wouldn't have even considered that. A great idea. I think the one thing I always try to tell my teenage kids, because they're just in the beginning throes of dating, this is why I find all of this incredibly fascinating, because they are, you know, in these beginning throes. And
I don't have children. I cannot imagine having teenagers right now and seeing them dating. So tell me more. Sorry,
well, they're
cut
not
you off,
but really dating. I have to say, interestingly, and I'm so happy, they're very young.
Right.
So I have twins that are 15 and a half. And, you know, my son likes someone who lives in another state, which is great. And my daughter, she wants to sort of just go very slowly and, you know, is not interested in pushing the envelope in ways that other teenagers and maybe even myself back in the day may have done or wanted to do. So I really love that. But I'm watching them sort of navigate this and see, you know, how is this going to then turn into the next step? You know, what are they learning now that's going to take them
into how to have healthy relationships in the future?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think why this community that you're creating is so cool and so interesting. And I love that you're putting it in the hands of the female, because we do have to change that.
Well, I think since the beginning of time, women have been told that if they make a first move or call after, you're never supposed to call after the first date and say that you enjoyed it or there's something wrong with you, right? You're pegged as desperate or crazy. And that's what we've been wanting to change since the beginning. There's nothing wrong with going after what you want in life.
No, of course not.
And you should be able to go after what you want in relationships as well. And so with Bumble BFF, then you have, you know, we're combating that feeling of girl-on-girl competitiveness. We wanted to create a space where you can just find other friends who support you, women who support you. And we actually we have Bumble Biz, where women make the first move on our business side as well, because we wanted to end the gray area that so often exists in business networking for women. You know, when you go out for a drink with somebody and you think you're there for business and then you end up on feeling like you're on a date,
right,
kind of getting duped.
Yeah.
But we actually created a closed network on Bumble Biz for women to connect as well. Because we really do think that there's so much strength when women have the access to one another in a way that feels safe and comfortable and open to really supporting one another.
I have to say, I love the whole culture. I came from the time of the rules.
Right.
So when I was dating, it was all about the rules, and they were basically, again, this is more information. This is why, you know, I love hearing all this stuff and teaching my kids. You know, it was all about how to behave in order to land the man, mm-hmm. and, you know, how to withhold feelings and attention. It's the antithesis of what you're talking about, because why can't we say what we want?
But how exhausting.
Oh,
is
completely.
That to hold up an entire facade, and we've all done it. That's, I think, well, you know, this husband, has been around for 4.5 years.
Right.
This is, we're just now having this conversation.
My husband thinks that I was doing the rules with him when we were dating. I was like, no, I didn't like you. It just all worked out.
I wasn't playing hard to get.
I wasn't playing any game. Just really, it just didn't care.
I love that.
I know, because it's easy to not care when you're not in love, but when you're in love with someone, you know, then you can't figure it all out.
Oh my gosh, yes. I think that's always like such good advice, is to almost, when you're meeting people and you're single, just act like you would if you have a boyfriend, where you're not putting so much pressure on the person across from you to be it. You know, I think that that's what we all tend to do. And that's one of the things that I really like to tell, encourage our users to do the exact opposite, is that we put so much pressure on every single match to find the person, right? Like if you're on the dating side, you think if you go on a date, you're hopeful that that person is going to be your
partner for life.
And
it's too much pressure.
It's way too much pressure. And I think that the best relationships form when there is low pressure and low expectations on it. And it's like you said, I mean, if you take the pressure off, you never know who you're going to meet.
The other thing is, and this is what I'm seeing with the kids, is the texting relationship. And I think this is true of every age, because I've seen this with older, like, you know, people that work with us that are in their 20s, is that they'll meet someone and maybe through a social media site or however, and they start a texting relationship. I mean, they can, and the kids for sure, they can have a full-on texting relationship without ever having gone on a date.
People will
They can break up before they go on the date.
Oh, yeah. Before they ever meet in person.
Yes.
I mean, we're seeing that too. It's amazing, though, that we are able to combat loneliness as well through online communities. I mean, you see it through all social media. People are feeling more and more connected to everyone else through screens than they ever have been. So how do you, I mean, the texting is interesting. It's like, how do you get all, and that's what we're trying to do, is encourage people to get offline and into real relationships, into real, not that the relationships online aren't real, but into real life situations.
I do like the FaceTime. I think that's great. I know my kids do a lot, this thing, I think it might not be called this anymore, but a house party, that sort of thing, where they can have multiple
group FaceTimes.
And so they'll study that way, which I find insane, but they'll study that way, they'll make plans that way, and they have all these kids, and it's like they're in a party together, which is great. But yeah, it is about then meeting in person. So what do you think the best places are once someone's made a connection like that? Do you have tips and tricks on the site of where to go, where to meet?
We have city guides and things like that. We're available in 150 countries. So for us to be able to say, and in any town, you know, recommendations, we've done Bumble spots where we've given people recommendations of restaurants to go to. But I mean, I can tell you what I would recommend always. I think that the best first date and first friendship is to go for a walk
like
a crowded park. I think so. I think that truly, if you put pressure on somebody to go to dinner and sit down and sit face to face and have a conversation, there is
so much lying
on that one conversation. But if you put two people out walking or going on a jog or going paddleboarding or whatever it is that actually gives you something else to focus on, if it's going to a concert or, you know, spending time at a dog park, things that...
Something active.
Yes, because it keeps you from feeling committed to a whole meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to meet for a drink, you can decide if you want to continue to eat together. I always say that it's fair to say that you have other plans afterwards, even if you don't, so that you're just protecting your time and space and boundaries. And then once you get past that first interaction, you know better if you can sit and have a meal with somebody, because there's nothing worse than sitting down at a dinner and neither one of you connecting. And oftentimes we're not honest about it, right?
Oh,
and I
totally
think that's what we're trying to tell our users, is to be authentic. And if you're not interested, it's so much healthier to just say it up front and invest in being friends.
I love the idea of doing something active. I always talk about when we're fighting, we hike. Because I think there's something really good about expending the energy and blowing up. And I think with nerves, especially for a first meeting, I think that's a great idea. I also like the idea of limiting your time. There should be a beginning, middle, and end.
There should
be. Period. And you know what? Even if you like them, now this might be the rules in me coming out, but even if you like them, at the end of that time, I think you should go.
I think it depends on the person. So I think
you can overdo.
I think you can overdo, but I do believe that you should do whatever you want to do as long as you don't feel shame or guilt. So if staying, you know, the night with somebody gets you in your head the next day, then don't do that. But we really are just trying to encourage women to live however they want to.
Oh, I didn't mean don't sleep with them. Yeah. I just meant don't overtalk.
Sure. Yeah, no, I get that.
Don't ruin it for yourself.
Come on. I didn't mean that.
Don't overshare. Don't overtalk. Oh.
Yeah, I just meant like, you know, sometimes when you overshare too much the first night, and then you start, then you're drinking, and by the third
you're crying.
Hour, you know, so then what happened was
I actually recommend going out during the day. So if you can save meeting somebody until a Saturday or a Sunday and doing brunch or something that is more daytime and less of a evening feels more like a commitment. And I think that it's easier to have other plans right afterwards if you go for a lunch and have a mimosa instead of an evening.
Those can get sloppy too, though.
Yeah, right. They can.
We obviously have not hung out before. So may I ask, are you married?
I am actually divorced.
Okay,
It'll be a year, finalized a year tomorrow.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You seem like you're in a great place. Did you meet him on a social media?
We reconnected on Bumble, actually, and I would still consider it a success story.
Wow.
I love that statement. Why is that?
Because I learned so much, and I feel better prepared in future relationships than I just think. Part of what we're doing in challenging the status quo at Bumble is also destigmatizing divorce. And I think that for me, it has been an incredible opportunity to get to know myself and to learn what I want and don't want in relationships. And I think that, you know, it's a badge of courage more so than anything to walk away from something that's not working.
I completely agree. I remember we had someone on the show. Was it Norm Lear who was talking about his marriages and he had one of his marriages, I think it was Norm, one of his marriages was, you know, 30 something years. And I was like, but what a successful marriage.
Oh, right. Exactly.
I mean, marriage was supposed to last. People were dying at 17. It wasn't supposed to be a 40 year commitment. I mean, when you get married, you're so young. When you get married so young, I think that's always my advice for younger people is, you know, try to wait a little bit. Because I think what we like at 22, we're not really formed that we may like something different and at 32.
I also think that we are relying so much on one person to complete us in every aspect of our lives when A, that needs to come from ourselves, which is what we tell our users always. But B, like your friendships and your you spend so much time with your coworkers. I mean, there are so many relationships that add fulfillment to your life. It's not necessary to just rely on one. I mean, in your case, you have kids as well. Like there are so many different relationships. And I think that we put a lot of emphasis on that one person. And I think that success can look like so many different things.
Well, society does it to us too. I mean, it's like, I'm sure absolutely. If I looked at your metrics, I would see that women age 27 to 30 is probably the highest group looking for
marriage. Of course. It's a societal pressure.
And it's awful. But I remember when I was that age, that's when I met Terry.
Me too.
And my mother was like, here I was. I was I was on a TV show. I made money. I was good. I was happy. I was whatever. And she was like, when are you going to get married? I'm like, but I didn't realize that it wasn't enough.
It is so true because for me, I grew up in the South and that is the token of success is marriage and kids.
Yeah. But that's, that's a generation four. But I want to make sure we have time to talk about friends because this is my favorite thing about Bumble because
I love it too.
It's so hard to meet women after college.
It's you're out of the friend factory.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're gone. And unless you have children and then.
Even then it's hard.
Well, and you know what happens? It's like having work friends because, you know, it's like Joe from the water cooler that you're friends with because he's by the water cooler. That's who you're friends with because Joe works in your office. That's not your choice. That's who you're put with. And they might be fabulous people there. And hopefully there are fabulous people there. But when you want to meet someone that's maybe outside of the office for you to have a friend and make a connection with, how do you get that?
And you can't. And we're all so busy, right? Like we're all, I mean, so many people are working longer hours than ever. And how do you really get there and find people to just be yourself with and find those connections? And what's so nice about Bumble BFF, I think, in particular, is that there are so many people moving now and relocating to new cities for work. And it's one of the easiest, most convenient ways to meet people. We have roommate success stories. We have group. There's a group in Atlanta.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah.
150 women in Atlanta that all met through Bumble BFF that like go to Braves games together. And I was in LA a few weeks ago and ran into a woman who moved here with her partner, but had met her entire group of friends in New York through Bumble BFF. And I think it's such an interesting platform for the different life phases and stages that we go through. I mean, think about new moms. It's exactly that. Like finding somebody who has a kid your same age is really challenging, or just getting married or just getting divorced, or all of these times when you need friends that maybe you're outside of the group of friends that you went to college with or school with, and you know, you guys can't connect on where you are in your life. It's an opportunity to meet new people.
It's amazing. It's taking as you said earlier, it's taking the loneliness factor out. And I really love how Bumble is taking us out of the computer and into the world. You're really making that bridge. It's not about
being on there and showcasing, you know, your life to people. It's really about one-to-one connecting.
Well, because when the internet first started, it was all about finding your group online, mm-hmm. finding your group mm-hmm. online. You were stuck online at the computer. But what you're doing is bringing people into the world, and I think it's amazing, and making connections. I love it.
Well, and biz, too, I think is such an interesting way to do that, too. And that one in particular means a lot to me because I got where I am from a connection. I knew Whitney, and I would have never been somebody I don't think that would have been bet on to be where I am now. But it was having that opportunity and that trust from somebody else, building that relationship, mm-hmm. and then being able to go into what I'm doing. This would have being in branding would have never been something that I even considered. And I think that what's so cool about biz is being able to explore different job opportunities and hear different people's stories and what they find fulfilling in their careers, and to be able to just be more open-minded to different paths.
I adore you. You have to come back.
I would love to come back. I adore you.
I have like 10,000 more questions that we need to talk. But everyone, the take-home message is Bumble is for everyone. Everyone.
And
you want to make a connection in business. You want to make a friend. You need a group. This is such a pro-female world.
And what's interesting about it, if you are married or in a relationship, you can hide dating and it's time stamped. So it would say today is the last time in your settings that it was activated on your account. So we're holding people in relationships accountable. Therefore, their app only has BFF and biz on it. It truly is a platform that's for everybody
to
use.
So not to be crude, but you're cock blocking.
Inappropriate ones.
You said
yes.
I could be whoever I want to be.
Yes. No, I didn't mean you're inappropriate. I'm saying we're cock-blocking. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate way.
We actually are launching a feature called Private Detector, speaking of cock-blocking, that we are not allowing lewd images on.
Good for you.
Our AI will be able to detect
good.
Them.
All right. I am so sad we're out of time. You absolutely have to come back. And I'm hoping we're going to see you also on the set of Work very
yes.
soon. We're working on that, I think.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for being here.
We'll
Alex
go on
Williams.
A walk or paddleboard.
We'd love it. Or we'll go have a mimosa.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell everyone where to find you on social media.
I am on my Instagram is my last name, @Williamson. And then definitely check out Bumble's channel. So that's @Bumble, @BumbleBiz, @Bumble. BFF and @Whitney is our founder.
How cool is she?
I love her.
She might be my new best friend.
Going for a hike. I mean, that's the new thing.
Right.
Yes. Go for a walk. Go outside.
And I also like the whole keep it short. I've always been a proponent of that.
Yes.
Because I've heard stories of people who have a dinner on a date and they sit there and halfway through the starter, they're like, I'm done.
Yeah. Remember the blind date I went on?
Yes.
I didn't even order a drink. I literally ordered water. And then I said I had an emergency and I had to leave. I was five minutes in. I'm like, why did I do this? And this was the time he picked me up. And I'm like, why?
Oh, right. And never
yes.
let them pick you
never,
up.
Never,
always
never, never.
But
that
if you're going to go for a hike, let's be some like let everyone know where you're going.
Totally. And make sure it's not a 10-mile hike either.
Not a 10-mile. And also where there's other people.
Yes.
You don't want to be like isolated somewhere. Yeah. That just doesn't sound like a great mm-hmm. idea to me. But anyway, I love her. She's
so great.
Fabulous. What a fun show. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Like I said, go to evine.com. Or I probably have a swipe up happening somewhere on Instagram, and you can order all your products this weekend. Everything will be on sale from today through Sunday night. So make sure you get your orders or else you're going to text me on Monday and say, why didn't I get my whatever? And I'm going to say, it's too late. So make sure you call and you get online and you order that stuff. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com, That's podcastone.com.